The death toll rose to 21 over the weekend as searchers continue to look for victims of the devastating landslide near Oso. It's the hard-hit community of Darrington. Residents paused Sunday to reflect on all that's happened. Correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
At First Baptist Church and at least four other houses of worship, people gathered together after a very strenuous week. They prayed for the families of those who were lost. First Baptist pastor Mike DeLuca toured the slide zone with relatives of one of the victims. He says the town he's called home for 37 years is in a world of pain.
It's been tough trying to get, you know, people through it, but they're handling it good. Darrington's a tough community.
Meanwhile, Washington Governor Jay Inslee says officials are starting the process of finding long-term housing for survivors of the disaster. And while the number of missing has been lowered to 30, searchers over the weekend continued to find bodies amid the debris. I'm Chris Lehman in Darrington, Washington.